So Chitil Hernandez is in her greenhouse. It's bathed in a fusion of color. She's packing pallets of lush tropical plants for export to the U.S.
Esa idea absurda
de... Killing NAFTA's absurd, she says.
Pero si no está un convenio de colaboración como el Tratado de Libre Comercio y otros...
No NAFTA, she says, means no growth.
It's the chilling effect on investment.
Federico Estevez, political scientist at ITAM, a leading university whose alumni line the halls of power in Mexico.
We basically turned into an industrial economy on the basis of NAFTA.
An industrial economy that's closely integrated with the U.S. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says last year, Mexico was the second largest market for U.S. exports, all stimulated by NAFTA. Jonathan Heath, former chief economist at HSBC Mexico, says NAFTA works because it's a different kind of trade deal.
It's not a trade agreement in the sense that, look, I'll sell you this and you sell me that. It's more, let's produce things together agreement.
He says, just look at cars.
Maybe at the end of the day, we're exporting more cars into the U.S. than the U.S. is exporting into Mexico. But that car, to start out with, probably has 40-50% components that come from the U.S. anyway. So it's so integrated into the two countries.
But if Mr. Trump scraps NAFTA, Mexico won't just roll over, says political scientist Estevez.
It's going to have to be Mexico first, more self-reliance.
And what does that mean? Well, he says the government will be forced to retaliate with tariffs on U.S. goods should the U.S. leave NAFTA. And that politicians are already crafting legislation that could see Mexico withdraw from other treaties with the U.S. or cut Mexico's increased work with the U.S. on immigration and intelligence.
What else should we do? I mean, what? Just sit and take it?
Trump has threatened to levy a 35% tariff on cars imported from Mexico. Security analyst Alejandro Hope says tariffs on U.S. exports to Mexico are not the only possible retaliation.
There are ways of designing that do not hurt the U.S. economy in general. But it hurts specific districts and specific states.
He says Mexican businesses may face public pressure at home to reduce their investment profile in the U.S. In 2014, the latest data available, Mexican investment in the U.S. was $17.7 billion.
This is something that the U.S. public needs to know. Going after Mexico, harassing Mexico, is not a free lunch.
Here's Mexican Energy Undersecretary Cesar Hernandez Ochoa.
If protectionist measures are done, it's very easy to escalate them. So you retaliate with a different measure, and it's not a good state of things.
A campaign called Mexico United is now urging Mexicans not to buy U.S.-made Christmas gifts. At least some Mexicans are listening.
Nosotros podemos vivir sin sus productos de ellos, ¿no?
We just don't need U.S. goods right now, says Cabby Jose Avina Picasso. We can live without them for the time being. I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.